We are holding Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Alexandria, four lines down. Rabbi Alexandria, both that's loose after he got finished davening Shmones, we only used to this hockey, he said like this.
She put me in a light, in the corner of light. Rashi says, Poshit Bekeren Eira, Bezovius Eira, in a lightful or in the corner. Mashur says, it goes on Shibba, the Malchus, we're in now, in Choshech, we should have a little bit light. Don't put me in the darkness. My heart shouldn't feel dead. And our eyes shouldn't be, you cannot be able to see, it shouldn't be dark. This was Rav Hamnuna's tefillah, not the Lord. The Funa said this tefillah after davening. Rav Alexandria, what was that tefillah? Also, the Matli Yomahoch, he said like this. We burn her lomim golu v'yadula panecho. Sheretzaneinu lasas ritzoincho. Really, we want to do the Rotzen Hashem. That's what we want to do, the Rotzen Hashem. For me, ma'akev, who's holding us back? That's or shevita. That's like the Yetzer Hara. The or is the dough, the sourdough of the dough that makes it rise, the yeast of the dough. The shibud malchus, and the shibud malchus, they stop us from doing the mitzvah. It's mainly Yerotzim l'funecha shatatelenu miyodim. Hashem should save us from the Sor Shebisa and the Shibud Malchus. Rashi learns, this is me, Ma'akiz Rashi, Kenanu Oysu Mitzvah, how come we don't do only mitzvahs? Is Sor Shebisa min Yetzirah. Shelovavenu hamach mitzvahinu. It's Mechametzah. Mashal learns that really the Rambam says the Derech to be the Derech Hamutza. Everything should be the middle way. Not too much Mitzvahs, not too much Yisurim. It goes the middle derech, that's the best way. But Amol, if you have too much mitzvahs, it's too good, you go after the tithes too much. If it's too hard, you have too much yisurim. These are the two things that stop us from doing the middle ways of the midah. It's either tzor shevisa, we have too much good, or el shibud malchus, you have too much tzor. So Hashem should help us from both of them. We should be zeichet to do the mitzvahs leid v'sholim. Rava bought the plusa when Rava got finished davening. When I got the Mashal says the pshat is that when you finish davening Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, it's not nice to stop right away davening. You just got finished davening to Hashem, it's nice to stay a little bit more. These are called tachnunim. As after we finish the Yud Ches Brochis, we say a little bit more tachnunim, these Yerotzim. That's what we say, the kind of Torah we say. Rava bought the plusa when he got finished davening Shemoneh Esrei, Omahochi, Elokai, even before I was born, it wasn't Kedai, like the famous Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether it's Kedai L'Ali Yodim Shal Nivra or Shal Nivra. Some say it's better if we weren't born. Of the Avshav Shenitzarti, but now that we were born, Kilo L'Nitzarti, still as if I wasn't born. The Drashna means V'Avshav Shenitzarti, Machashivusai, Machashivusai, what Choshev is it?
You want to go now? It's in my car, right outside. In the station lane.
The Yafshesh Netzarti, Ma Chashivoisi. Hare Ani Ki'ilu Le Netzarti. Have no Chashivus as if I wasn't born yet. Ofrani B'chayi, I'm like Ofram, Kabuchayim Ben Mitosi. Kabuchayim, I have to meet Savad, I'm like Ofram. Hare Ani Lefonecha Kechli Moli Busha, I'm like a Kli full of embarrassment, Ochlima. I shouldn't do any more chatoim. It's because these chatoim I feel this way, so now I shouldn't do any more. You shouldn't have to have the mechika of the avoinos with yisurim and chaloim royim. That was his vidu that he said on Yom Kippur, and we also say this on Yom Kippur. That's what vidu we say. Rashi Kavuchayim Hashem Misosi offer ani. I'm like the Siddur Nos after Misavad like I'm offer. Is even now Mechayim also considered like offer. Meirat Rashi Kola like finished. Kola Vahosu. Right. Ma Vrei the Ravino Ki Avi Misayim Plus when he got finished davening Amar Hochi. Elokai Nitzal Shani Meiroi. Watch my tongue from talking bad things. Usosai Midabe Mirmo. There's a hill between Ra and Mirmah is Ra, you know you're talking bad. Mirmah, you try and talk good, but really you mean bad. It's like Echad Pev, Echad Belev. The Peh, you're saying nice, but really Belev, you mean bad. And Ra means you're saying out, the Peh and Belev, both you're saying out bad. Well, the Makalai Nashi sees them. Whoever curses me, my nefesh should be quiet. It means I shouldn't answer back. That's one shot. Or else, the Makalai Nashi, the other way to learn is, whoever curses my nefesh sees them. That person should be kept quiet. The Nashi Kofala Kotiya. My nefesh should be considered like offer to everybody. What does this mean? Places learn shot. The Nashi Kofala Kotiya. Ma offer Enu Makabal Kaliya Loilam. Ken Yirot and Shezari Loyichlil Yerlam.
Like a tefillah, my zari, my kid should never end. I said, my kid should always live on and on and on.
That's what it means. V'nafshi, my nefesh, kofel akotiyam. My zari, my kid should always live on. Sach, libi b'sarasech, open up my heart to learn Torah. V'mitzvasech, atir d'vnafshi, my nefesh should want to run to the mitzvah. Sach, lein, mitzvegerav, any great happenings. Yetzahara, meyishara, v'mikol, royis, amatrashas, lova b'olam, anything great that happens in the world. V'chol, hachishra, molai roh, anybody that thinks to do bad to me, Meheru Hofra Sosim. The Kalka Machshav Machshavoysam. Turn away their Machshavis. It shouldn't happen. That's what he used to say. So, Pasha from the Gemara's Mashma, when you're supposed to say Yil Rotzim, if you say Tachnunim. That's what Rose to Durum is like that. We say, Al Mavarach Hatam Yisol Bashalom. Then we say Lakain Tzor. And then we say Yil Rotzim. That's the Mashma from the Gemara. They said Yil Rotzim after the Tachnunim. What? Yeah, right. Just saying, but you see from this man Yama though, when did he say Yil Rotzim after he said Tachanunim? But Miri brings out the Machlokes to Shem, and the Rashba says no. Havad the Indian to say Yil Rotzim is right after Yudches. And we have the Gemara before. David HaMelech, he said this kapit, this pasuk Yil Rotzim in Kapitlo Yudches. That means right after you say the Yudches Brachos of Shmon Esrei, you're supposed to say Yil Rotzim. That's the way the Rashba and the Miri says. That's what Allah has brought down in 2 days, and Metchili is supposed to do that. That as soon as you say Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Yisrael Bashalom, you should say Yil Rotzim, and then you should say the Tachnunim, and then you say Yil Rotzim the second time. But the Pashat Gemara's Mashman Yil Rotzim came after the Tachnunim. Rav Sheshes, he had a Yosef B'Tanisa. It's after he was in a Tainis and he finished davening Mincha. Brought to the matzvah, yes, we finished. Shmon Esrei, Amar Hochi said like this, and this was brought down Alofa, that on the tiniest after Mincha, you should say this. Rebrain her lomim, golu lefonecho, bizman shabes amikdash kayyam, odom choyte, o makiv korbin. If somebody did a chet, he has a chiyu to bring the korbin, his kaporos would with the korbin. V'yein makrivim emmanuel echelvoy. What do we put on the mizbeach? Only the chelov of the korbin? That's what we're makriv. V'domoy and the blood. O mizchapaloy, that alone is enough to give a kaporos. Of the Yachshav, you should know now. I just fasted today. Is Yoshafti Betainis Nismayit Chelvi V'Domi? Who I did? My fast went away a little bit. I lost some weight today, and even my dummy is Yirotem Lufanecha Shiachelvi V'Domi Shinismayit is Kilu Ekravtov Lufanecham Agabi Amizbech Lekitrein. This tefillah is supposed to say after Mincha Vayetainis. The day we should makabel our tainis, our meat that we're losing some fat, and the dam is if we brought Agabi Amizbech. That Hashem should never happen with it. Because the ikir of tainus is to do tshuva, as we had before. Agrit, the tainusa was tshuva. We have Yochanan, he had a Messiah, Sifrod Eve. When Yochanan finished learning the Sefer of Eve, Omar Hochi, this is what he came out with from the Sefer of Eve. Pray for them, Lomas. Everybody is going to end off to die. The Sefer of Eve on the Shechita. Every Behema has to have a Shechita to it. Everybody's aimed to have a mitzvah. The Shalom, what's this double lashon here? That say for them lomus means everybody knows the end you will die. Now the condition is vakir lemisay meimdim. You never know when it's going to come. It could come many times. Is a mela ashrei mi shagodo b'teira? Ashrei is the happy. The person was godo b'teira v'yamolei b'teira and he worked to learn teira. V'yisa nachas ruach v'yoytzer. The mela by learning teira, that's the way he gave nachas ruach back to the Yevishtam. The God of the Shem Tov, he was brought up with the Shem Tov, and the Nitzvah the Shem Tov, Minoyla. And the Shasta too, when he leaves the world, he also leaves with the Shem Tov. The Yolav of Mashleima, as the Shlomo Melech said, Tov Shem, Mishem and Tov, it's better a good name than Shem and Tov. The Yom HaMoves, the Yom Hivoldoi. And it's better to have a better name, the Shasta Nisra, than the Yom Hivoldoi. Trashi, Kiev, in the sign, Sifridiyas. When Rabbi Yochanan finished learning the Sefer Iyov, he said this, Al Shem Iyov Nifta B'Shem Tov. He says, to Machlokes, but this chat that Iyov did Shuvah.
at the end, here was a tzaddik, b'shafti was misa. So we bring down this opinion that you should be nifter b'shem tov.
Some of us have learned that the chiddush here is that soif adam lomus means that a person is going to end up having misa, and the ikar of a person is how he is b'shas misa.
That means that even though throughout your lifetime you did chatoim and you did bad things, don't think you're finished, but you should know soif adam lomus, the ikar is how you are b'shas misa.
The men will do tshuva now that you should be zeicher to be met nifter to shame toiv and I said nachos rochli yitzroi, and that's good yitzroi. Maglo de pumid Rameya. Rameya always was ruggled to say these things. Rash learned maglo is his best expression. Rashi maglo de pumay. Rav is there ruggled to this. He always used to say this. Gemar b'chol levomcho b'chol nafshecho lodat es darki. It's work with all your lave and all your nefesh to understand me. Eibish to Zerich. Velishka dal daisai to say to come to my delos and my doors of learning Torah. Terosi of learning Torah. Nitzor terosi b'vavecha and keep the Torah inside your lave. V'neged einecha tia yirosi. And neged your eyes you should have yiras Hashem. Shemor ticha mikol chet. Watch your mouth from saying any chet. V'tohev v'kadesh asmucha. Make yourself tired of tushom. Mikol Hashem from v'ozom. Any type of averus. But the Yehi Imcha b'cholamokim, Yehi shall always be with you wherever you are. If he was Seder, Rodel was famous for Rameya. He was like living with Hashem. Maglo de Pupume de Rabbonin de Yavn. And Yavn was a shtot Moli Rabbonin. So what was this famous expression they always used to say? They said, Ani ver yav v'chaveri ver yav. They said, I'm a person, and my chaver is also a person. Ani malach tibir. I do my work in the city. Pashtun means that he sits and learns Torah. He comes to the Beis HaMedrash all day. He goes down the field and he does work all day. I get up to learn. He gets up to do his business. The same way the one that does the business is not misguided, doesn't think about coming to learn the whole day. The same with me that's learning the whole day. I don't think about going out to do his work. Maybe I'll say to myself, I'm doing more. I'm sitting and learning the whole day. And he's doing very little. He's doing work the whole day. Shanino, no, we learned the Mishnah that Echad Hamarbe v'Echad Hamamu v'Vach Yechav v'Libo v'Shemayim. Whether you do a little bit learning, whether you do a little lot learning, Yikar is Yechav v'Libo v'Shemayim. So there's two ways to learn this Gemara. It's not Rashi and the Mashur. Let's see Rashi. Rashi learned Ani, the Rashi, Ani Ho'isik Patayra Beria. I, that fat little of the that sitting and learning Torah is called the Beria. V'Chein Chaverai. Amoritz Beria. Slash turns the Chavri is Amish and Amoritz. The guy doesn't learn at all. It's an Amoritz. Is Ani Malachti Bir Kloima. Noicha Malachti Malachti. My work is easier than him. I'm sitting and learning and he's in the field. Mizgadem is Gadel Litzvay Umnosti. He doesn't think of coming into the Beis HaMedrash and learn all day. And I don't think about going to the field and do his work. V'Shem HaTaymer Adin Imoy. Maybe you think the Amoritz is right. Sheinam is Gadem Malachti. He doesn't care about coming to learn. Shiluhoi you take with him nosi. Because even if he would have come and learned, Lohoyala Lefa Suach Laharbis for Torah, doesn't have a good head to sit and learn Torah. Come I see. Well, your mamit, V.M. Lefkar, and so maybe you think that's his taina. He's out fighting the field because he doesn't have a good head, and he feels if he sit and learn, he wouldn't be Masnich anyway. So maybe he's not coming in to learn. Shanino Zatrashi, Shiyesh Lefkar, the mamit, come I lamarbe. That no matter how little you learn, you still get Kar. Shirashi learned the sugi is like the person down the field doesn't have a right time. At this time it is that I don't have a good head. Even I'll come and learn, I wouldn't get anywhere. So what does my learning mean anything? So the Gemara knows, even if you learn, understand a little bit from learning, that's still called a lot. I think you do the most you could do. That's where Rashi learned. So Rashi learned the sake taina, the one outside the field, he shouldn't be there. Don't think it's kedai to be outside, because if you be learning, you wouldn't be matzliach. No, come and learn. The little must you learn is still kedai. The mashal is now that mashal learns that it doesn't mean an amoritz here. It means somebody taka that's down the fields and doing work, and he has a right to do it. He needs that panos. He has a right to do work. He comes in at night and he learns a little bit. So now the person that's in the bedroom, base of men, is learning the whole day. The chul come and be a bagayv and a cup. I'm greater than you. I sit and learn the whole day, and you want to come in at night to learn. That's the Mishmar says no. He's mechavah libel shemayim. The whole day he's busy. He has to do it. He needs to find also. He comes in the one night and he learns at night.
If he does, the same shemayim that the mashiach gets the same type of a schar that the person sitting learning the whole day. But he can the mechaber libel shemayim, where the mashiach is. Whatever it is, though, as much as you could learn, a lot of you supposed to learn because they're all pshatim. Magala de pume de abaye. What abaye's expression is? He used to say, "Loylem yeyodim orim biyira." Orim biyira is a trashi. L'harim b'chol mini orim al yiras berik. Do all type of tricks to be zeicha to have yiras Hashem. They do the best you could to be yirei shemayim. Man eras enter back nice and peacefully, quietly. Meishiv chama. You'll take away chama. You won't be angry. That's a meter paper to talk nicely. Omar b'sholem imochet. Omar b'sholem, b'yim kreiva, with your kreivim, with your mishpachom, b'yim kol odom. B'yafilu im nochri, b'shuk. K'day she'oyev l'malo v'nechma l'mata. You should be loved by Kodesh Baruch Hu and be sweet by the l'mata. As we always say, if people like you in this world, the Sarai Hashem likes you also. B'yim mekubal ala b'riyat. And if you're mekubal, people should like you. Omru alav rab yichin ben zakai. Shlei gvimu odom sholem yoylam y'afilu nochri b'shuk. Nobody ever gave him Shalom Aleichem first. He always went to every store and ran to give that person Shalom Aleichem first. By to be married with Shalom. And a fiddle to a guy also, he was married with Shalom. Magala the Pume the Rava. Taslit Chokhma, what's the ikar of Torah of learning Chokhma? That Tshuva Meisim Toivim. That the learning Torah should bring you the Tshuva and doing Meisim Toivim. Drashi Taslit Chokhma, ikar of Shal Torah. What's the ikar of learning Torah? Sheimot be with the Talmud Chacham Tshuva or Ma'isim Tovim. He has to do Tshuva and do Ma'isim Tovim, do good things. Shloye Yodom Kerev V'Shan. A person just shouldn't come and learn, and then Oboyit V'Yodom like Kikas Father, Ovimai and his mother, Ovim Rabbi and his Rebbe, Ovimi Shu Godom Imenu B'Chacham V'Minyan. And you'll have bad midas. That's not nice. Shenema Reishis Chacham Yiras Hashem. Say Chatoy V'Cholay Sehim. Is Loyit Loisim Loynema. Some say the gear is l'lemdeyim l'nem. It's not enough just to do it to learn. Elo li'aysehem means li'aysim l'shmo. That people that learn l'shmo and do things l'shmo. V'loy li'aysim shtel l'shmo. And that's if you do things shtel l'shmo, then when you're learning shtel l'shmo, you're not going to do the ma'isim tovim and the mitzvah. V'chol o'aysa shtel l'shmo. Somebody that learns shtel l'shmo is noyech loish l'nivra. It's better off if you weren't born. You're better off not being born. Pirish. Sheino Lakaim. It doesn't learn to be Makaim what he learned to do the mitzvahs. El Lakanta, just to make trouble. You see, I'm old. The reason he needs to start doing mitzvah shmur l'shmur. So they always say, mitzchila, right away to start doing l'shmur is very hard. So mitzchila, you have to take a start shmur l'shmur. And it's, of course, you come l'shmur. How does our Gemara say here, you're better off not being born? It's like, yeah, do it shmur l'shmur, shmur l'shmur, you come l'shmur. V'yeshloi madochi marishena loimed el lakantir. Chaverim. He's only learning to give his chaverim trouble. He wants to bother his chaverim. Lost the marishloi madal manashi yechavdeyu. There, so much slowly shmo means you learn, you want to do mitzvahs, but you do it for your own comfort, you want to be called a great person. No, that's not so gefährlich. Well, you'll keep on doing that, eventually you'll come to shmo. But here, the whole learning is just to make tzaris, have kashas, and to make other people tzaris, then shlunach lo shlunim. Magala the pume de ram, loiker lo mazala mabo, oi lo mabo, ain boy lo yachiru, ve lo mabo, you're not going to have any eating anymore, but lo yishtiyo, lo yperiv rivias, and lo tashmash dwight. Uloy masterman, no more business here. Uloy kidder, you're not going to be jealous of anybody. Uloy sinner, no hatred. Uloy tachris, no competition between one another. Elo tzaddikim, yoishin, flikim, the fifth year, which were saying for a shayim. We got the crowns on the head. The nenim is zivashkinim. We're going to have an off in the zivashkinim. Shinema, the prophet says, Vayechazu, eselokim, Vayechu, Vayishtu. The shadow, what the deek is, Vayechazu, they saw in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has considered as if Vayechu, Vayishtu. Because they were Nenef and Ziv Ashkina, and that was in place as if they had an Achil Vashdiyah. But then on my board, the Ikkah, they're going to have Nenef and Ashkina to be Karaf the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Understand, the Chavis Avavis brings down the famous Kash, how come the Torah doesn't say the Tchar you get to doing mitzvah? The Torah only says to say that the Oynish, you get to the Averish, you get Malkus, Mitzah, Koris. Why doesn't the Torah say the Tchar you get to the mitzvah? He has 10 Terutim. One Torah said the Torah says it in a lot of places. says, what's the schar of Olam Haba, this Gemara, that the tzaddikim manenim is v'ashchina, you have anor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says in common places, if you do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be close to you. And that is the schar of mitzvah. The schar of mitzvah is a tremendous anor to be close and have anor just by sitting v'nenim is v'ashchina. That's the Gan Olam Haba. Right. G'day l'haftocho sheftichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu noshim. Because Rav gave that talk, gave a shvach to ladies, yoisem in a noshim, more than to men. Shinema, the Novi said, noshim shanonoi, koimno, it's the noshim that are taking it easy, shanonim is loshin hashkate, they're b'shalva, they're sitting peacefully, you should get up, shemana keili, listen to me, b'nois boitchoi, the children that have the tochen nashem, hazinim rosh, listen to me. So now this says loshin shanonoi, so be b'shalva, they'll be peaceful, that's like haftocha. So this after goes on women. Omalei Rav Rav Chia Noshim B'Masakoyim Haka Waya Noshim Zeicha. As we know that Ner Mitzvah Terror, where do we get our Issa Tzchar from? From learning Terror. The Chia Noshim Afotah from learning Terror. So how do they get such a big Haftocha, such a big Tzchar? Here it is B'Masakoyim V'Yakroyim V'Nayim L'Bei Kanishta. The fact that women bring their children to learn Terror, so they're Messiah that children should learn. V'Yasmiyig Avraya B'Rabonim. And when the husbands go to learn the Beis Medrash, they're not going to give raya while the yosin they rabbonim, and they wait up for them till the husbands come home at night. They don't go to sleep, but they don't give them service. And that the noshim help their husbands learning, they get tchar. And the Gemara fight the three of us, loshin there is pal gubadayu. They get half the tchar of the husband. As the Venetia is let the husband go learn, they get half the tchar also. The male dazoicha with his bracha with the kusa tera. They don't learn, but the fact that children, the husbands learn, gives them the schar also. Rashi, G'day la'atocha shirei koren shanonis o'boitchi. It's a double lotion. Shanonis will have a lot of peace, and boitchis will be zeich with bitochen. L'vei k'nishta t'inoika shabes rabin o'y regidin liyos l'meidim l'fnei rabin v'eit ha'knesis. So the noshim used to bring him to the school. They rabbonin v'eit ha'medrish ha'shom shayin mishno gemara. They waited for the husband. They gave them permission to go to learn. They gave them permission to go learn in another city. You didn't have a Beis Medrash right at home. You had to leave and go away for a month. So then the Russian gave them a shush to go away and learn. That was a big thing. Right? You have a mitzvah rabbonim. Huh? Okay. Could be that about the schusim also. The more kashi here was, but if they don't have the schus of terror, they can't be zayich. And the schus of terror is the yikir. But there it says they have the schus of terror also. So mazak koyin, could be that about the schusim also. Could be. I mean, the one that makes other people do is rarer than the one that does himself. Right? So for me. He had been missed the rabbonim and the rabbami. When the rabbonim, when the talmidim left the school, left the rabbami, left his shia. The Amrilah and Beirav Chanina went away from the Chanina's yeshiva. Amrilah Hochis, they said, Oilom Cho Tira Bechayecha. They told the Rosh Yeshiva, the Talmidim gave the Rosh Yeshiva Bracha. Oilom Cho Tira Bechayecha. You should see your Oilom is everything you need, should have when you're alive. Shrashi Mitzvah Rabbonin, Zem Yizeh, Shayanayt the Rishut Mechaber, and Losh of the Beit Liyasa. You used to go back home after the yeshiva was over. Oilom Cho Tira Bechayecha. Ko Tzachecha Timta. Whatever you need in this world, you should have. So Yachrizcha Lachai Olam Habo means the Karen for your mitzvah should also go to Olam Habo. In other words, you should have enough Peres Olam Hazeh, and the Karen should be Olam Habo. So Tikvot Kol Odor Dorim, they should have Tikvot Odor Dorim, which means your children, you should always say the generation, the after generation, you should have Tikvot from. Livcha Yega Tvuna, your lave should be Yega working in Tvuna and understanding things. Pichu Yidav Chochmas, your mouth should say Chochmas. Ulishoincha Yachish Renonis. Your tongue should be talking about Renonis Shirus, being saying Shir Tashem. Afafucha Yashiru Negdecha, your eyelashes should go straight in front of you. And Necha Yiru B'mor Torah, that your eyes should light up with your Torah. For Necha Yaviru Kazarakia, your face should shine like Zarakia. Tisaisav Yavio Das, your mouth should be talking about Das. Ukli Yosecha, your kidneys like. Salazna Meshorim should give Eitzes to Miyashu, keep you in the right derech. If I'm after your right to and your walking should go, you run, the Shmaya Divrei of the Yemen. The old days. Now hear what the Chacham said before you. The Friedrich Arade, what the Chacham said.
Not what new people come in and create now, but
the old age, the old times.
He have a mitzvah rabbanu mevei rav chizda. When rabbanu le tamidu lech rav chizda, v'yamu lo mevei rav shmur ban achmeni, amu le hochi, alufeinu mitzul bonus. Alufeinu means a loshen very choshev azach, with my notion to be mefeivel carry. Even though the mitzvah says alufeinu means the shvorim, means the axes, mitzul bonus should be zoich, to be able to carry a lot of packages. Is alufeinu mitzul bonus rav shmur v'yamu lo rav yichin rav loza, chadam alufeinu b'toyrim. The first alufeinu means they got all of like a Nazi. We should be great in Torah. But mitzvah of the mitzvahs, and we should be faithful. We should be doing a lot of mitzvahs. The chadam alufeinu b'Torah mitzvahs. We should be great in Torah mitzvahs. But mitzvah of what should we be carrying? The yisurim. Yisurim is also a good thing. Aim to the present process says by to aim teretz. What does that mean? Shloitei to yaseinu k'tiyoso shel David. Our children should not be like children of David. Shiyotze menu achitoyfo, and he did their things achitoyfo. V'yenyoytzos, then the Pasuk says, V'yenyoytzos, what does that mean? Shloitei tiyosos, tiyosos shel Shaul. Shiyotzei menu doyim v'adoyim. We should have children like Shaul, came out doyim v'adoyim. V'yen tzavocha, what does that mean? Shloitei tiyosos, tiyosos shel Elisha. Shiyotzei menu geichazi. And he was a Mitzvah, so that's lush, and a Mitzvah more has to be tzavach, to scream out, Tommy, Tommy. That's why he says, tzavocha is a geichazi, show you Mitzvah. Well, this day, Tommy, Tommy, yikra v'ayinu tzavocha. And he has to scream out, I'm a Tomei, so we shouldn't be have kids like Geichas we have. Or like Elisha, that was Geichas. Berachah of Yisrael, the prophet says, Shlo Yehei Lonu Ben, or Talmud, Shal Magdeach Tashil of Rabbin. If he does bad things for Rabbin, like burns his food for Rabbin. Right, the prophet says, Shimo Elai Avire Lei. Listen to me, Avire, the strong heart. So we'll still see the two ways to learn. If Avi Relay means like tzaddikim, very strong tzaddikim, or else means Haket Yisrael like Akshonim. He's an action. There's two ways to medashin here. For Chaykim it's tzaka. These Akshonim, they're far away from doing tzaka. He's Rav Shmuel, Yamal, Rav Yechon, Rav Elezer. Chadama, Kol Ulam Kuloi, Nizoinim v'tzaka. Everybody, all tzaddikim, are nizoinim from tzaka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hey, these Akshonim, like Avi Relay means bad people, nizoinim v'zroya. He only gets the schus himself. Hashem doesn't do them any chesed. If they're zoiches, they'll get. If not, not. So Rashi called them kulim zayim zaka. Because the gofesh laKadosh Baruch Hu, lay the schus shibyon. They don't need their own schusim. But the heim, the akshonim, the stubborn people, nizayim b'zroya, the schus shibyodim. But the tzaddikim mishtoi kruv, the korolei rechaykim, it's the gofesh laKadosh Baruch Hu. Means they're away from the stuff that they don't get aKadosh Baruch Hu's tzaka. So it could be Rashi learning the kiddush. I mean, even this prat are also tzaddikim. Just means they don't have to come on to the chesed of Hashem, but they'll get machmas their own good. That's a good madrigal. The chadama kol olam kulai nizoinam b'schusam. The whole world is nizoinam from the schus of the tzaddikim. The heim and tzaddikim hafilu b'schusatim and nizoinam. They mamash have yisurim. They have no hanoh v'elam azir. The Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The chol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yaitis. The whole world is living against the schus because of the chanina b'ni. The chanina b'ni, what does he eat? Dailai b'kav charuvim, one kav from measurement of charuvim boxam, me'erah shabbat erah shabbat. That's all he ate the whole week. I mean, he was a tzaddik and he didn't take any hanor. So the schusim of the yisurim a tzaddik gets, they protect the whole world. The Rav Yehuda. Now, up until now, we're going Shan the Pasuk Avi Relay means they were tzaddikim. The more pliki Rav Yehuda, these man the Amadim of Rav Yehuda. The Am Rav Yehuda, man Avi Relay. What does the Pasuk mean Avi Relay? That means Guboy is Tipshoyim. It means Fakat Namoris. Guboy is the name of a nation that was Tipshoyim. The Drashi pliki Rav Yehuda, Yiwam Avi Relay Hainu Rishoyim. It means Fakat Rishoyim. Guboy Shem Umo Hoya Babogel, name of a nation lived in Babogel. That's the Gedushin Amrinu Shoyim Minanithinim. Om Rav Yosef Teda, what's the Raya? Why are they called like Rishoyim? So, Allah Yigar Giyure, Minaya. No Giyurim came out of them. And Om Rav Ashi, B'nai Masa, Masiya, Abi Relay. In the city of Masa, they're also called stubborn people. So, Kohozi, you cover your eyes and see how great it is to be a Yid of the learning Torah, trace him the Bishasa two times a year, or something when, for like the Megayri Giyurim Minaya. And no Giyurim came out of them. Was a tiny one then. Although it was so beautiful there, the Yiddish character, there should have been more gay. Rashi, Shavuachad Yeraita Trey Zimni B'Shosa, Shein Esokim Shom Yisrael Ba'adir L'Shimo Yezuchat HaPesach. It used to be a drasha before Pesach. Midrash to Rav Ashi. Uve'elo L'Shimo Yezuchat HaKad.
The 2 times a year, he gave a shiur mamash with a few thousand people there. It was a tremendous shenkat, nice thing to see.
So the goyim saw more magai was a tiny one then.
Right.
So back to the Mishnah.
Chosan imroitz kalikroitz was a machlekes in the Mishnah. If a chosan wants to say krishma the first night, is he allowed to or not?
That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said he's not allowed to. That Tanakama said if he wants to, he's allowed to. Mishnah again. Chosan imroitz kalikroitz krishma allowed to shine no kair. Correct the Tanakama. He's allowed to say it, and we don't say it looks like a bagai to me. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lay him in the, like our lessons,
all right, turn noble, continue on the other side.